This is Leafs Breakfast.
This is Leafs Breakfast here on TSN 1050. It's game day and it's game night for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They host the Los Angeles Kings and a couple of streaks on the line with regards to the Maple Leafs. Carlo, Mitch Marner's got a 20-game point streak, and the Toronto Maple Leafs as a team have a 12-game point streak. The franchise record is 16.
What's more impressive?
That's a good question. Why don't we ask our man on the line? It is TSN hockey analyst Mike Johnson. Marner's point streak or the Maple Leafs point streak? MJ, what's more impressive?
Oh, good morning. Coming with the good stuff right away.
You know it. Hard hitting.
No easing into this one.
No.
Probably Mitch Marner's. I mean, it's the franchise record. It's never happened before. You know, it's just so hard to be excellent individually, and it has to be you. Like, you can win games different ways. You can play against Dallas and play terribly and have your goaltender win you a game or get you points. You can have bad goaltending and have great power play. Whatever it is, there are different ways to keep that streak alive. There's only one way for Mitch Marner to keep his alive. And Carly, you know what it's all about. Like, it's one thing to be good enough to, like, create the plays that might get you points. Mm-hmm. It's entirely another to be able to bring the energy and the emotion every single game to be good enough to do it. And I think that, to me, is what is most impressive with what Mitch Marner is doing, is that every night he brings it. Every night he's got the energy. Every night he's skating well. Every night he's around it. And that's hard to do in today's NHL.
And it's even harder, too, when your power play is not operating, you know, at a pretty high efficiency rate, right? I mean, you know, usually guys would just go out there knowing that they're going to get 3-4 power plays a night. They'll swing the puck around and get it in. But Marner's doing it in different ways. You know, he's finding ways to get shorthanded points, you know, finding a way to be a pest 5-on-5, and every once in a while contributing offensively on the power play when the power play is clicking. So that's got to be even the more impressive part about it. He's doing it in many ways.
Yeah, and you're right. I think he has only one power play goal on the year. So, he's not getting any cheapies there. And I remember the Patrick Kane one that was 26 games a few years ago. It felt like the last 7-8 games, like every other game was an empty netter to stay alive, which is fine. But I think there's only one time he's extended the streak on an empty netter. So, yeah, you're right. He's earning them. He's full value for continuing it. And I think, though, Carlo, almost easier now that he has the record. He's gotten over the hump. Now it's just gravy, right? Like, whatever he gets, whether he gets to 25 or, like, he's not going to get to 50 and catch Wayne Gretzky. So it doesn't really matter.
Some of the players on the team are hinting that.
Well, I'll take the under.
Yeah, me too.
It's a good bet. It's a good bet, Mike.
Yeah, well,
under minus 1,000.
A lot more than that.
But I do think, like, you know, they don't need to force it to him. He's got it. It's just, you know, he just plays now straight up, and whatever happens. It's almost easier now for him to kind of continue on because it's no longer as prominent a story on everyone's mind because he has the record to himself.
Matt Murray's performance on Tuesday night, MJ, I mean, he was outstanding. 44 saves, a number of which were very, very difficult. Before the game, Sheldon Keefe announced that it would be Samsonov starting tonight against the Kings. Keefe, they didn't speak yesterday because the Leafs didn't have a practice. Do you think they would alter their plan based on how Murray performed on Tuesday?
Not a chance. I mean, I'm going down there in a minute for the morning skate today, but I think we have to be reminded, like, in the normal world, well, goalie's going great, he's hot, let's reward him with another start and give our team a chance to win. But what is the one overriding theme for Matt Murray we have to be sure of all year long?
Health.
Keeping him healthy. And so, I don't know if he's tired, if he's stretched, if he's taxed. I mean, it looked like he would have been after a game against Dallas where he was incredibly good. But no, like, I think getting him days off is as important, more important than getting him another start because he's playing well. Like, I think this is why having Samsonov around and vice versa, having Murray for Samsonov, that's why it's so important for each of them to have a viable alternative to make sure that they don't play too much. When they play too much, their game suffers, their health suffers. So, no, I don't think they change that at all.
Our guest is TSN hockey analyst Mike Johnson. He'll be on the call tonight for the Leafs and the Kings, a game you can also hear right here on TSN 1050. MJ, Tage Thompson, 5 goals last night, many of which were just rockets from one-timers. He could have had a way he was sniping it last night. And Carlo, we were talking earlier, he was part of a game where David Backes scored
four
goals. Mm. Have you been part of four-goal games, any five-goal games that you've seen with your own eyes?
I called the game where Sam Gagner had 8 points.
Oh, no way.
I was standing between the benches, and I'm like, the best part about that one, though, is he had, I think, only one in the first period, then two, and then five. Like, he piled it on late, so it didn't seem like you were seeing something special right away. That one was mind-blowing. As far as four-goal games in the NHL, I feel like I probably would have seen somewhere along the way something like that, but I can't think of one right away. It doesn't happen very often.
Austin Matthews, four goals
in his
opening game.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
I wasn't playing or in the building, so I was just watching on TV. But for real, though, the Buffalo Sabres might be the most exciting team in hockey right now. Like,
they lead the NHL in goals for, Johnny, 207.
It's wild, but like, it's not just them scoring, which would be impressive enough. They are like highlight reel every single night. Paige Thompson at the center of it all the time. And to think that I wasn't sure about that contract, I was like, I don't know if you need to give him that big contract just yet. Boy, was I wrong. He has been
incredible.
And now he's like putting himself up there. He's got that massive reach and you know, he's so tall and like big windup, so it takes a little while to get it off. But as far as like just ability to shoot the puck, he's entering the conversation for as good a shooter as we have right now in the league.
So that's an interesting one. I mean, Austin Matthews would have to be on that list. Line A would have to be on that list.
There was a video that was released on Twitter showing the third goal that he scored, the one-timer. It was 100 miles an hour.
Really?
They clocked it at.
Yeah. He's something special. Mike Johnson, our guest. I think the Colorado Avalanche would love to have a Tage Thompson on their team right now because the way they are battling through injuries, Mike, I mean, it's almost unprecedented. It's almost reminding me of the Tampa Bay Lightning 6 or 7 years ago where everybody seemed to get hurt at the wrong time or at the same time. And like, you look at the top line for Colorado last night, they lose 4-0 to Boston. It was Alex Newhook with Mikko Rantanen at center and Charles Hudon on the right wing. How concerned do you think the Colorado Avalanche are about this season potentially falling off the tracks?
I mean, I think you kind of have to be really concerned about it. I mean, we know how great they are, and they were already going to be thinner this year when they're losing some of the guys they lost, whether Kadri and Burakovsky. But, you know, to the volume and quality of players that they've lost, it's going to make it hard for anybody, including the reigning champs, to be successful. And I think they would be genuinely worried. Like, Joe Sakic, I'm sure, is like, we need to just kind of ride this one out and see if we can kind of hang around until we can start getting some bodies back. But the bodies aren't coming back for like weeks at a time. And you look at that roster now, and I'm sorry, like respectfully to some of those players, like that, I guess Hudon's not really a full-time NHLer. I knew I was trying to establish themselves. Like, their roster is so thin. They got some names that is playing forward for them. You're like, I barely have heard of this guy, and he's on the power play. Like, it's getting to the point where, you know, if they don't do well in the next, let's say, nobody comes back till the new year, and they kind of struggle along as they should. And all of a sudden, the calendar turns, and they are 6 points out, 8 points out, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Like that starts adding up, and you know that's not so easy to come back from, even though it doesn't seem like that many points. So, yeah, it's too bad. I mean, there's nothing they can do about it, but it's getting to the point where it's almost untenable for them to be successful with this many people hurt.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one right now. I don't know how you can try to find a way to tread water, but this thing looks like it's falling off a cliff and fast. And really, they can't really blame anybody about it. It's injuries that are really derailing this team season. Just hopefully they can find a way, because when healthy, they showed how good they can be. What do you make about what's going on in Vancouver right now? This is a team that for weeks people were screaming for their coach to be fired, talking about all the trades, but they're finding their way back into playoff contention. I mean, back-to-back overtime wins, Elias Pettersson with big goals. What do you do in Vancouver?
Well, I mean, I think, Carlo, they have no choice, right? So at least in that sense, they only have one choice right now, and that is, do we sign Bo Horvat or do we trade him because we can't? Or do we sign him and then have to trade someone else, like a JT Miller, because we need to free up some money? Like, that's all they really can do. they are so committed to this path. The salaries that they have, especially on defense, are unmovable. They wanted all summer to kind of revamp their roster. We're not able to. So I don't know why I think they'd be able to now, just because they're a little bit more desperate. So they're kind of on this path without Thatcher Demko, who hasn't been very good this year anyways, and just kind of keep plugging along. I think it feels like the season is about 4 months long already for Vancouver. They've had so many things happen.
No kidding.
Conversations from Jim Rutherford about the coach and about the preparation and the injuries and then the Brock Besser scratch, no scratch, and all these different things. They probably would do well just to play. Stop the noise, stop the drama, and just play and see if they can win some games. And also, tells you the Pacific is not super, super strong because the fact that they could go through all these tumultuous losses after winning, leading 2-2 and everything else, and they're only, you know, a few points out of the playoffs. You know, the West is giving you that opportunity, which hopefully they'll make the most of, but they don't have that many choices because they are kind of pot committed to the path they're on, and they're going to see whether they get to the playoffs this year better or worse.
Mike, we got about 30 seconds left, so quick on this one. By which method will Mitch Marner extend his point streak tonight? You are Mystic Mike, and you could also choose no point for Marner tonight, but even strength goal, even strength assist, these are all props listed on FanDuel. What would your selection be?
I'd say power play assist.
Yes.
Wow.
Mike Johnson and I on the same wavelength.
Yes.
Listen, we're both, university-educated men. We're very educated individuals.
LA Kill struggling right now.
That's right, 26th.
And so I think the Leafs, after a game where they gave up so many penalty kills or so many power plays against, that they're going to get a few power plays tonight, and I expect them to get a point on the power play, an apple on the power play, at least one anyway, to keep it going tonight.
I'm getting emotional. I'm just so happy that Mike Johnson.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck on the call tonight. We'll be watching.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See you, pal. That's Mike Johnson. He, Gordon Miller, on the call on TSN. Leafs and the LA Kings, and the game also on TSN 1050 as well.